With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is postponing his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Hours ahead of his original Monday deadline, the president announced that the United States will delay attacks on Iranian power plants for 5 days. In a social media post, he said the two countries have had very good and productive conversations that could yield a complete and total resolution in the war. The president had warned of a strike against Iran's power plants Monday if the Iranians didn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hundreds of immigration officers are being deployed to U.S. airports to help with security. Their expanded role comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month now without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress, and the president says more help may be on the way if Democrats don't act on the Homeland Security funding.
We would also bring out, if we don't have enough, we will bring out the National Guard and, you know, where we need it to help out at the airports. But we're not going to let this happen. It's extortion by the Democrats. They're holding up money that's already been approved.
In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is what he calls a work in progress. Police in Britain are investigating a suspected anti-Semitic hate crime as somebody set vehicles on fire in London this morning that belonged to a Jewish ambulance service.
Multiple cylinders on the vehicles exploded, causing windows to break in an adjacent block of houses. So says the London Fire Brigade. Officials add no injuries reported, and they've brought the fire under control. Authorities say they're investigating the cause of the blaze.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart, the incident took place in the London area of Golders Green. That's a neighborhood with a large Jewish population. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Men and women have very different moral codes, according to one new study. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with a closer look.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are openly running on faith. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian. He's running for Senate. And several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Experts say that many Democrats often avoid religious talk in their campaigns because polls show that atheists and agnostics tend to prefer the Democrat Party. This is SRN News. A burning smell forced the Newark Airport control tower to evacuate, briefly halting flights.
Air traffic controllers there evacuated the tower due to a burning smell coming from an elevator. The FAA says there was no fire, no injuries, and the delay lasted less than an hour. Staff relocated to a backup tower during the pause. This came while flights were being diverted there from LaGuardia Airport, which was closed following a deadly crash late Sunday night that killed the pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada jet and injured dozens when that plane hit a fire truck on the runway responding to a separate incident. Julie Walker, New York.
An illegal Venezuelan migrant who entered the U.S. under the Biden administration has been charged with murdering a Loyola University Chicago freshman from New York. 25-year-old Jose Medina reportedly shot 18-year-old Sheridan Gorman while she was walking along the lakefront. More at srnnews.com.